From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Trump doubled down on his tough rhetoric towards North Korea, tweeting that, quote, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. This after U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the United States is focused on diplomacy.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results. And I want to stay right there right now. The tragedy of war is well enough known. It doesn't need another characterization beyond the fact that it would be catastrophic.
North Korea has announced a plan to launch ballistic missiles towards the American territory of Guam. All this as a leaked U.S. intelligence report suggests that North Korea now has the technology to successfully build warheads small enough and light enough to fit inside intercontinental ballistic missiles. China has expressed strong dissatisfaction on Friday after a U.S. warship sailed near an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said the ship had violated international law, undermined Chinese sovereignty and security, and endangered the safety of frontline personnel. U.S. officials say the military will continue to sail, fly, and operate wherever permitted by international law. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he wants to meet with President Donald Trump, who hit him with sanctions denouncing what he called imperialist aggression. The Trump administration has called Maduro a dictator and sanctioned him along with two dozen other current and former officials, Washington saying their recent election was illegitimate. This is VOA News. Voters in Kenya are awaiting the announcement Friday of the winner of the nation's presidential election. The vote marks opposition leader Raila Odinga's second attempt in 4 years to defeat President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga is criticizing the vote as being flawed, despite the opinion of a panel of international observers. Thabo Mbeki is head of the African Union Elections Observer Mission.
We can say that the processes, as we're able to observe, up to and including the counting of the votes at the polling stations and their transmission to the IEBC and so on, met the standards set by Kenya and the AU for the conduct of democratic elections.
Early results released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead. The opposition is rejecting those results as fraudulent. President Donald Trump is facing his greatest foreign policy challenge to date in dealing with a nuclear potent North Korea. While many supporters are happy with his performance and his blunt style in particular, this test comes in the wake of recent polls that show the president's political standing at home has weakened because of doubts over his leadership and his stalled domestic agenda. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
The challenge on North Korea comes in the wake of recent polls that show the president's approval rating at home dipping to new lows, even among Republicans. Analyst Larry Sabato.
In the beginning, the vast majority of the people who voted for him strongly supported him, strongly approved his job performance. Now, in most surveys, it's down somewhere between 17% and 24%.
Recent polls show clear majorities of Americans see North Korea as a serious security threat. But only about a third of those polled said they had confidence in the president's ability to deal with the situation. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The commander of Somalia's custodial corps, General Hussein Hassan Osman, has survived an apparent assassination attempt. Witnesses say a man ran after the commander when he stepped out of his car on his way to a mosque inside a prison in Mogadishu. A security guard intercepted the suspect, forcing the attacker to detonate a suicide vest, killing the soldier and wounding three others. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Firefighters in Portugal are hoping that calmer winds prevail as they continue making progress in controlling nearly a dozen wildfires that have forced several villages to evacuate. Authorities warn the danger of more fires remains high because of the drought conditions across the country. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.